Embark on a gardening adventure at Nature's Way Resources. Discover hundreds of native plants. Find drought-tolerant, hardy options. Pair them with organic fertilizer and soil amendments. Nature's Way is 2 acres of beauty your whole family will enjoy, even the fur babies. Make your way to Nature's Way, a home show garden pro. Their experts are happy to help you get more from your gardening. Nature's Way Resources, off I-45 between the Woodlands and Conroe, at FM 1488 and online at naturesway resources.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Oh my goodness, a little frog in my throat. We are here every Saturday morning from 7 to 9. I'm Sandy, here with Sherry, and she's taking your calls at 281-833-3333. We just love our listeners and our callers. Mm-hmm. So, Sherry, you have got Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
What you got for me this morning?
Another yard question.
Okay, perfect. My favorite.
I've got a dog, goes to the bathroom, number one, and my grass is dying. I've gone to the vet. They have given me medication. He can't take the medication now. It upsets his stomach. So I'm trying to figure out how I can keep those patches from going brown.
Oh. Yeah, that's hard. I have three big dogs.
I have three.
And a strip of grass between my driveway and the fence where they go. Now, my dogs typically all go in the same spot. So I've just come to grips that part of the yard is just going to look like garbage until I don't have dogs.
Yeah.
Which I will always have dogs. So,
yeah. My dog is, it's a grass killer. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, things that you can do to help remediate that over time is going to be increasing the humic acid content with things like MicroLife Humates Plus, or you can buy liquid humates and just, you know, like I do every Friday, I go out with the super seaweed. You could go out with humates, and that will help it recover and tie up some of the salts in the urine.
Oh, it's salts in the urine that
does it. Okay. And as we get hot, the damage is going to get more severe because his pee is going to burn. Like it's super concentrated fertilizer. So, you know, you just kind of got to – if you can train your dog to go on a – post, or you know, I've seen people put those little fire hydrant statues.
Like a pee post,
and you can put pheromones on it to attract them over there. So hopefully, we just pee in that one spot
to a different area.
You can train him to do that, but I mean, is he just lifting his leg on all your shrubs too?
Not so much. I don't have any backyard because it's all pool and deck.
Yeah,
it's the front yard. It's my pride and joy, and I'm like, I thought about using the neighbor's yard, but then they'd know it was me. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's hard because the urine is just concentrated fertilizer. And if he's going in different spots all over the place, you know, you'd have to run around and chase him
and then it might be kind of water it in immediately.
But if you can increase that humic acid level in the soil, it'll help the grass recover. It'll still burn, but it'll help it recover easier.
Can I get that at a Home Depot, or should I go to a garden?
Probably not Home Depot. They don't carry the MicroLife Humates Plus. Where do you live?
I live in Pecan Grove out in Richmond.
Richmond Rosenberg. You can go to the Enchanted Forest or Enchanted
right
Gardens.
Down the street from
there
me.
You go. They'll have all the MicroLife products, but get the Humates Plus and be more aggressive with it because you're trying to remediate a problem and you got to get ahead of it and then maintain it. So the granulated MicroLife Humates Plus, and see if they have like Medina liquid humates as well.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
Good luck, Mark.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You bet. That's a frustrating problem, I know.
But we love our puppy dogs.
Yeah, and in the summertime, I have female dogs, so I get the squatters. I don't have a boy dog spraying things. But, and typically with female dogs, you'll see it a little more severe.
Yeah.
So I will have like little brown spots. Now, we only have a strip of grass in the backyard just for the dogs. So we do take them out in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll, in the middle of summer, when it's really hot out, you'll see those little burn spots.
Right.
Yeah.
But I feel like if they can go in a variety of places, it sort of, I don't know. It lessens it for me. Yeah. Now, we have one area that the female dog goes to, and it was really bad years ago. Yeah. And I'd been doing the humates. But is it a coincidence? I also had been sort of lifting it up, and I know you say not to lift with compost, but it was, you know, just a kind of from mm-hmm. her walking, you yeah. know, on it. And it looks really good. Now, of yeah. course, we're not in the heat of the summer yet, but
well, all that preparation, yeah. all that compost, all that humates yeah. will help it recover when the stress and the when it's really hot outside.
Okay. Yeah. All righty. Well, that is great information, and I know if anybody's got pets, we're all shaking our heads going, yeah. "Yep, yep, yep."
And I just, you know, you'll get Bermuda come in, your St. Augustine yes. when the urine is really and I'd rather have Bermuda that. Than nothing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you're exactly right. I can picture mine popping up right now. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry. Sherry's taking your calls at 281-833-3333. Such an easy number, 281-833-3333. And we'll return after this.
Landscaping, like fashion, quickly shifts from chic to outdated. Keeping yours ahead of the trends is easy. Pierscapes updates your home's curb appeal with a timeless touch, from design and installation to maintenance. Whether you prefer lush gardens, sleek hardscaping, or something in between, Pierscapes brings your vision to life. 3 decades of restoring and enhancing Houston yards makes Pierscapes your fashionable choice. Get started now. Visit pierscapes.com.
M20628, TACLB, 82488E, TECL 30557.
20 years ago, I started Abacus Plumbing with just 5 employees. I had this idea that if we could give customers a true VIP experience, then our customers would take care of us. And boy, did they. Abacus now serves over 40,000 customers a year. So if you have any plumbing need, I hope you call Abacus, because you can count on us.
AbacusPlumbing.net.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are talking the sport of gardening.
Oh, and sometimes it is a sport.
Yeah, and it's so good for you. Good for the soul, good for the body. And this is Home Show Garden Pros, Sandy and Sherry, and Sherry's taking your calls. We've got calls coming in for you, Sherry, but first, we're going to talk about what we love the best.
Coast of Maine.
Soils.
Yes, soil. So Coast of Maine is an organic company. 26 years ago they started again.
Yeah.
Many, many years in business. And they did originally start in Maine, but they've moved to Texas. So they're organically approved compost-based soils and enriching mulches mm-hmm. that you're going to have success with. They have amazing elements in them made with sea-sourced organic ingredients like shellfish, lobster and crab, kelp meal, fishbone meal, worm castings, not from the sea, but, you know, we love the worm castings,
yeah, yeah.
and seaweed.
Yes, you hear us talking about the super seaweed, yeah.
Absolutely. So high-quality inputs for the ultimate results. So Coast of Maine, organic natural planting soils, they're designed for acid-loving plants. They have one that's for acid-loving plants. They have one that's for roses, one that's for tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
They have their black earth compost, which is
beautiful.
Nice and rich and beautiful. Great for a compost top dressing. It's another source to diversify what we're putting in our garden. And we know that diversity is the key to success. Like, for instance, the crab and lobster that I put on my tomato garden.
Yeah.
That tomato is flourishing
right.
this year.
Super happy.
So I added that to one bed and just mm-hmm. to, you know, play with it and see. So Coast of Maine, you can buy most of at your Home Show Garden Pro. So ask your Home Show Garden Pro location for Coast of Maine, and they should be able to get it for you if
right.
they don't already have it. Coast of Maine. For more information, go to coastofmaine.com or homeshowgardenpros.com.
Right. So I've already gone through several bags of Coast of Maine,
mm-hmm.
and the potted plants that are in that,
yes.
they are happy. They are green. You can feel it. Now, I told Sherry recently, I was cleaning out the garage
yeah.
last week, and I found an old bag of potting soil. I'm not going to mention who it was, but it was an old bag. And I just sort of reached in there because I was like, okay, do I throw this away? Do I use this? And you can just feel the difference. And, of course, I have my Coast of Maine, you know, that
uh-huh.
I'll always have that, you know, that I dabble
yeah.
in and stuff. And there is such a difference.
Yeah, with that earthworm castings and that sea element, it holds onto moisture.
Right. You can feel it. You're like, okay, I wouldn't want to live in this
dry
stuff.
If it feels good and smells good, you know it's good.
Right, right. So anyway, I love the coast of Maine. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sherry is taking your calls at 281-833-3333. We have got Hector on the line. Good morning. What do you have for Sherry?
Hey, good morning. Calling because I think that I just barely got off work, got in my car, and I hear the radio. And I think the gentleman that was on with you answered my question, but I'm not too sure about it. So 2 years ago, I was the talk of the street because my yard looks so good. Now I'm the laugh of the street because it's terrible.
Okay, let's fix it.
Yeah.
So I guess last year, right when the summer kicked in, everything just went downhill. Uh-huh. I started getting weeds and patches and clovers and everything. And I thought maybe I didn't water it enough. So I started putting a compost on there.
Okay.
Nothing happened. Nothing's happening. And I was at the local hardware store and I saw some, MicroLife there, but I didn't know if I should just put that on and see if it works or what I should do, because it's just, I have brown patches. It's just a mixture of everything in there.
I want to get it back. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
You had a beautiful yard. What were you doing to make it beautiful? And how long had you been doing it?
All I was doing back then, I would just mow it. We just barely moved in about 4 years ago. I would mow it and I would have the clippings go back into it, into the yard. And then I would just put a regular Home Depot Scotch fertilizer. And I know that ruined it. I don't know.
Well, how often did you do that?
I would do it once every 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
Something like that.
So for about three or four years you did that?
Right. And everything was fine. It just last year, it just went downhill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so last year in April, we were already in the 90s.
Yeah.
Did you put the first application? When did you do your first application and what was it?
It was the Scotts, but I did same thing. The Scotts, I believe it was Weed and Feed, the all-season purple bag.
Yeah.
And, you know, I put my spreader on a recommended settings that it told me to put it on, and nothing.
And you're not the only one, Hector, because I've seen a lot of people that always had beautiful grass and they were doing that same program. But last year, our intense heat started early. We were hot, we were dry. And when you put a Weed and Feed product down, they're very temperature sensitive. And you've been doing it the same way every year. But what was different is our temperatures were different
earlier.
And I think it ended up doing damage. Now, with those Weed and Feed products, they're not a one-size-fits-all. I wouldn't put those down anymore, because what happens, you do it wrong one time, and what happens is you get more weeds. And then you need more weed products. So it's this drug addiction that we've created. And the salt buildup over time, you know, that fertilizer that you were putting down is 99% inorganic salts. And so salt over time is going to harden soils, and it's going to create problems that weeds love to come in and fix. And then we get mad at the weeds, and then we try to kill the weeds. So what we need to do is just embrace some of the weeds that you have and not fight them anymore.
Yeah.
And let's start rebuilding that soil. And you can do that with the MicroLife products. And I would say go into remediation mode. So when I say remediation mode, we're trying to get ahead of the problem now. So we're going to overdo it a little bit in the beginning with things like MicroLife Humates Plus and MicroLife 624. You can't hurt or burn when you put these things out. And you had said that you did a little compost top dressing. That's always beneficial. Now, if you can add in some aeration and then do the compost top dressing and then add the products, you're going to get it down where it needs to be faster.
Now, do you have any grass? I mean, do you still have some grass?
I do have some grass, but I mean, it's, and the backyard is good. It's just the front yard's like a bald vulture or something. It's ugly.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to get it back up and going.
Yeah. So mow your weeds and bag it until we get the grass growing, and then we'll go back to the mulching. You know, when we have active weeds that are flowering and dropping seed, we want to cut the seed heads off. Okay.
Okay.
And remove.
Okay.
And then once we get the grass healthy and happy again, then you can go back to your regular mulching.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll do. And then one last question on my flower beds. We have a weed blocker on there.
Yeah.
If that's right. And they still get through. So whenever the kids act up, I have them out there pulling the weeds.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. You know,
so is there anything I can do to prevent that, like from these weeds coming out? I mean, I hate to put anything on there and kill my wife's flowers and bushes, and then I'm really in it. Yeah.
So the best thing to do is get a high-quality mulch, and you're not going to find that at the box stores. So get something like Landscaper's Pride Black Velvet. It's not dyed. It's aged. You know, most of the box stores are real chunky, and they're dyed.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the best thing, and do it twice a year. 2 inches twice a year. Go out, have the kids go out there and weed. Then put 2 inches of a good quality mulch. When you start seeing weeds again, then you know it's time to reapply your mulch.
Yeah. Yeah,
and where would I live in Lee City, so where would I get that at?
I am sure, you know, if you go to landscaperspride.com, you can find several places down in that area that are going to sell it. I'm not sure exactly what garden centers are down in the Lee City area.
Okay.
Awesome,
okay.
Hector.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
I appreciate
for the
you.
Call.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And Sandy and Sherry are here taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And we have Selton, and we have a special call from Quail Valley after this.
Unleash a symphony of colors in your garden with Color Star from Nelson Plant Food, the premium fertilizer for all flowering plants, annuals, perennials, bulbs, and flowering shrubs. Color Star is the secret to vibrant blooms. Elevate your garden, make your flowers happy, and let Color Star bring out the best in every petal. Pick up Color Star and all Nelson Plant Food at a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at nelsonplantfood.com.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Bush veggies are usually very fast to get fruit from seed. Green beans, summer squash, zucchini are all great options. No trellis needed. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Sherry a call, who is doing a fabulous job, as always, answering questions and getting people like unworried and unnervous about what is going on in your lawn garden. You can call her at 281-833-3333.
Yes, and everybody can just sit back and relax and write these numbers down that we're giving you, because they'll make your life so much easier.
Yes.
But Bess Choice Lawn Aeration, you can sit back, relax, and watch them do all the heavy lifting, right? Lawn aeration is going to be super important. It'll help you get through this summer that we're about to endure easier. It'll help your lawn endure the summer easier.
Right.
Ricky and his team will transform your yard and help it recover from the stresses that our weather gives us. So call Ricky at 713-890-9977. He does an amazing job. They do all the heavy lifting, and then they'll even do a compost top dressing afterwards. They do offer a yearly program that you could sign up for. They'll come out and do one compost top dressing, two aerations, once in the spring, once in the fall, and six fertilizations with organic fertilizer. So he's out in your yard six times. So Ricky and his team always offer the best service, the best quality, and the best choice. Best Choice Lawn Aeration. For more information, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com or give them a call, 713-890-9977. And I know you've used Ricky.
Oh, yeah. I just had him. And several of our employees at Mojo Media have done it. I mean, yeah, I was really pleased. And We'd lived in the house for 12 years and never even thought of aeration because it's scary to think about doing it yourself. No way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So hire Ricky.
It's a lot of work. It's heavy lifting.
It's an easy phone call. So, yes, give Best Choice Lawn Aeration a call. And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we've got Selton on the line. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, what do you have for Sherry?
Kind of going on along with the theme, I have two-part question. Two separate questions.
Uh-huh.
With the lawn, I've moved over from using that Scott's and everything. I started using now like the Nelson's Turf Builder product, the Nelson's product.
Okay.
This year, I applied the Weedinator back in March.
Okay.
Originally at the location that I purchased that, I was looking for that Bruce's Brew. Mm-hmm. But to try to help out with some of the greening, they told me it was a little bit too early to put that down and to try to give it some time. So now I'm kind of stumbling upon a couple of websites with a couple of different little bits of information, and I happened to stumble upon Randy Lemon's website, and it was saying around this time is a good time to put again another pre-emergent. But I heard you guys just say now it might be a little bit too warm for that, and that's kind of what I was thinking. Along that same path, is that kind of the way to go? Just kind of avoid that for right now. It's already starting to get too hot, or
It's not now. Herbicides come in two different forms. We have pre-emergence and post-emergence. So the pre-emergent that you are referring to there is no heat restriction on that one. So post-emergence, which would be like your weed killers, like your spray-on, and then there are some granulated, that the post-emergence will do damage if you put them when it's too hot. Now, pre-emergence, there's no heat restriction. Now, if it was a certain weed that is a heavy seed dropper and we need to break that seed cycle, I would say go ahead and do the pre-emergent. But if you don't really have if a problematic weed that is a heavy seed dropper, then at this point in the year, most of the weeds have already germinated from seed, and it would be too late. So if I knew a certain set of weeds that you were dealing with, I could advise you better if it was worth it. You know, I would
definitely the crabgrass. That crabgrass is always one of those.
Yeah.
It pops up in certain places in the yard, and you can go and I pull it and
okay.
throw everything down, paint it, and
crabgrass, you do have to break that seed cycle, and then we have to outcompete it with active growing St. Augustine. So if you can figure out what's the stress there involved and we can reverse that stress, then over time you'll have less and less crabgrass.
Mm-hmm.
There is a great little product and it's safe to use. It's a powder. It's called Agrilon Crabgrass Killer. There is no heat restriction on that one that you can use through the summer and stay on top of your crabgrass to knock it back so that your St. Augustine can come in and fill through.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
Then second question.
Uh-huh.
I have a raised flower bed. I have a toddler. She's getting into gardening. She started a couple plants from seeds now, so she's all on board.
Uh-huh.
We have two lantanas in there. Two pretty big sunflowers and some peppers in there. Is there a fertilizer that's kind of like an all-purpose fertilizer that I can maybe mix into that bed to help give them some more?
Absolutely. Yeah, so the MicroLife 624, and it's perfectly safe for your baby to be around.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
MicroLife 64, awesome. Thank you.
Okay, thanks Selton, thanks for the call.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Great calls and questions. And from what I hear, we have got a special call from Cher, who is calling from the Quail Valley Garden Club, your spring plant sale. Cher, are you there?
Yes, good morning. Thanks so much for having us on.
Oh, good morning.
We are having our plant sale today, and I have with me our president, Sandy Kakowski, and my co-chair, Deborah Douglas, and they're going to tell you a little bit about what we're going to have today. I'm going to put Sandy on first.
Okay, good morning, Sandy.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. What's going on there at the plant sale at Quail Valley?
We're excited. We're having our big annual plant sale, and we have lots of goodies here. We have perennials and natives and rose bushes and you name it, we've got it. And we are so excited to have you guys come and see us.
Oh,
it's going to be a
good.
Beautiful day, a little windy, but nice.
Awesome.
And we've got lots of exciting things to see.
Well, great. And, well, folks need to head out there to the Quail Valley Garden Plant Show.
And we have some pottery, too. So come on out. Come on out today.
Nice.
Hey, and this is Deborah Douglas. I co-chair with Cher. And we're at 2880 La Quinta. That's in Quail Valley. At the corner of La Quinta and El Dorado by the city center. And we have all kinds of plants. We've got cannas, we've got gingers, we've got all your bedding plants, your zinnias, your periwinkles, we've got your coleus, and all kind of flowering bushes that attract all our pollinators, our butterflies, our hummingbirds, you know. So we just got anything and everything. So y'all please come on out and join us. Yeah, you know, all our proceeds go for community beautification and
I
local
love
scholarships.
That.
Very
That's
nice.
Great. Very nice. Well, I hope it's a successful day. And you know what?
Absolutely.
And you're getting in there before the weather. So make sure that you get out there to the Quail Valley.
And quick question. What presentations do y'all have going on?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any presentations?
No, we don't this year. Don't
okay.
have any presentations.
But activity tables you do have.
Yes, and we do have five raffle items and a silent auction item, a beautiful fountain.
Oh,
and we got the mayor coming out to select the raffle winners. So it's
fun.
Just going to be a wonderful time today.
Well, and I love it that the proceeds go to beautification. So
yes.
And
yes,
scholarships.
Ma'am. Yes,
so,
ma'am. And local scholarships.
Great. Well, job well done. Thank you,
Thank you. Y'all come
Sandy
on out.
And Deborah. All right. Thank you, Quail Valley Garden Club.
Yes.
Go and take a peek. So
support,
fun.
Support your community.
That's right. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to support you in your gardening efforts. So give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Sherry is here taking your questions.
How far would you go to enjoy a refreshing pond?
How about your backyard?
I'm Anita.
And I'm Peter from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Ponds are water gardens that feed your soul.
Designed to fit your backyard and budget.
Low maintenance plants.
And stunning koi and goldfish.
Ponds transform backyards.
We make them easy.
Design, installation.
We can build yours.
Or help you do it yourself.
Start at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
You can find us at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
MicroLife Organic Fertilizers grow plants that are beautiful, healthy, and resilient. Use on all turf grass, shrubs, perennials, food crops, and around trees. MicroLife elevates your entire ecosystem. You'll save water use, build bigger roots, and your plants will handle stress better. The perfect dynamic duo for all of your plants this spring is MicroLife Green Bag 624 and MicroLife Purple Bag Humates Plus. Apply to every square of your lawn and garden. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife, available at all leading garden centers.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey there, gardeners. It's Leo from Nature's Way Resources. Spring is in full swing, and now's the perfect time to give your lawn the TLC it deserves. Now is the best opportunity to protect your turf from pesky brown patch and other fungal diseases with leaf mold compost from Nature's Way Resources. Why wait until it's scorching hot? Applying compost now makes lawn care a breeze for you and your wallet. Organic matter and compost improves water retention, meaning less watering and a healthier lawn all summer long. Plus, it's a surefire way to have the envy of the neighborhood. But it's not just your lawn that could use a spring pick-me-up. Give your garden beds a makeover with our native hardwood mulch for insulation and a fresh look after this winter's chill. And speaking of fresh looks, our plant nursery is bursting with vibrant colors and blooms just waiting to breathe life into your garden. Have questions? Don't hesitate to stop by and chat with our experts. And be sure to check out our free newsletter, The Lazy Gardener, for tips, tricks, and inspiration. To sign up, visit our website, www.naturewayresources.com. Make this spring your best one yet with Nature's Way Resources. And now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
beautiful location, Nature's Way Resources, up off of 45 between
1488, right where it dead ends.
Yep, between Woodlands and Conroe. That's yep. It's a beautiful place. So
beautiful nursery, fabulous soils.
And you hear us talking about leaf mold compost. That's where it comes from. Right,
I mean,
there,
I have such a good time just sitting next to the compost when I go there. Yeah. Touching it, feeling it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. Well, you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sandy and Sherry are here. Sherry loves taking your calls at 281-833-3333. She is just a wealth of knowledge. So take advantage of it while you've got her here. And good morning, Casey. What do you have for Sherry?
Hi, good morning. I actually am a new homeowner, and it's kind of a lawn question. I have Bermuda grass and a small dog. I've noticed that I'm starting to get weeds everywhere. I just want to know if there was any recommendation, something like, I guess, organic that's good for dogs, kind of like a weed and feed. What would be your priority?
Okay.
What would be your...
Yeah, so there is no organic weed and feed, per se, that you can use. And Bermuda is going to be a little different when it comes to weeds, because you have to mow it low to get your good weed deterrence and get the Bermuda to grow laterally more aggressively to outcompete the weeds, if that makes sense. So the name of the game is to make your Bermuda as healthy and happy as possible to keep the weeds out. So mow it low, mow it regular, and feed it a little bit more often. Now, Bermuda gets touted as a lower or easier to maintain grass.
Yeah.
I find it to be a little bit more work to keep the weeds out of than St. Augustine.
Oh.
So mow it low, mow it regular, feed it often, keep it watered.
And then feed it. What can you be feeding it with?
Yeah, so you feed it with the same things that you would feed your St. Augustine with. So Nelson's Turf Star, things like that.
Okay.
But you just have to do it about every 60 to 90 days. Keep it really pumped up and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Okay. That makes sense. Perfect sense.
Yeah,
so
there are.
Worry about the weeding list.
Yeah, there are some. Yeah, there are some herbicides that you can use if you have a really bad weed problem. But we've got to be very targeted, and we've got to use the stuff for Bermuda, not for St. Augustine, of course. Mm-hmm. So, Casey, what part of town are you in?
Bridgeland.
Oh, Bridgeland. Okay, so you're Cypress area, so you're not far from Plants for All Seasons. Mm-hmm. They can help you and direct you with the best products to use. Your Bermuda, but like I said, mowing is, I can show you some pictures of a friend's yard who loves his Bermuda, and I can give you his rundown of what he does. A reel mower, R-E-E-L mower, and he does it about 2 to 3 times a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's how you're going to get your Bermuda to outcompete most of the weeds, is by mowing it correctly.
Now, do you want to keep the Bermuda?
As of now, yes. I just purchased a new home, so I can't. I'm not looking to spend any money.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
Well, and a lot of the new HOAs are requiring Bermuda.
Oh, Bermuda.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Well, and you know what, Casey? If you're a new homeowner, I don't know how long you've been listening to us here on Home Show Garden Pros, but we talk a lot about the soil, or Sherry and the experts talk a lot about, that's what it's all about, is building that strong soil so that your grasses can outcompete the weeds. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, ladies, so much. I appreciate your help. What was the name of the that place?
Plants for All Seasons. They're at 249 and Louetta. So not a far drive from you, okay?
Plants for All Seasons. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you, Casey. Have a great day.
Thanks. Have a great day. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Wonderful calls, even better listeners. You can call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll talk with Jerry after this.
I'm here to ensure that your trees are healthy, safe, and thriving. That all begins with your soil. Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the owner of the Woodlands Tree Experts. Let me take a comprehensive look at your entire landscape, and let's talk about what's best, not only for your trees, but for your shrubs, turf, and soil. When the soil is healthy, your trees and landscape are healthy too. Trust the Woodlands Tree Experts to keep your trees healthy and safe. Contact us at thewoodlandstreeexperts.com.
No more tripping, dancing around cords, and dragging that bulky vacuum from room to room. Our hoses are retractable. Say hello to a smarter way to clean with a central vacuum system from Airline Vacuum. Enjoy a whisper quiet powerhouse built right into your home, making cleaning a breeze with five times the suction power and no cumbersome machinery to maneuver. Upgrade to convenience, upgrade to cleanliness, upgrade to a central vacuum system from Airline Vacuum. Experience the difference today. AirlineVacuum.com.
Mulch is so key for keeping soil healthy. Mulch your trees and landscapes in April to protect them all summer long. Less water, healthier plants. It's the Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Sherry. Sherry has just rocked it with the phone calls. I mean, we have been loaded this morning, so go ahead and give her a call. Get in line here at 281-833-3333.
And we've been talking about my favorite subject.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
lawns.
Right. I mean, you know, a lot of people have lawns. And
everybody has one, right?
Right. And it's a big topic. So
it's the common denominator here.
Exactly.
So speaking of lawns, feeding your lawn is very important, and Nelson's Plant Food makes that super easy, and they have their whole Turf Star line of lawn foods. So if you haven't applied Bruce's Brew, go ahead and get it done. Bruce's Brew has high-quality nitrogen sources that are going to be very soil-forward, meaning we're going to help build soil microbes. And if you've already done your Bruce's Brew, it's time for Slow and Easy. And you're going to do these about 60 to 90 days apart based on how your lawn looks. So Bruce's Brew is great for that quick green up. And the Slow and Easy gives you that nice gradual feed through the summer and helps it so you're not having to mow like twice a week, right?
Yeah,
It gives it that pretty growth, but not that crazy.
Not spurts.
Frantic growth. Mm-hmm. But they also have their whole line of species-specific plant foods, which right now it's time to feed azaleas and it's time to feed roses and crepe myrtles. And they make it easy. So if it's a crepe myrtle food, it says crepe myrtle on it. If you need to feed your roses, it says rose on it. Most of the Home Show Garden Pros offer all the different containers and refills on the program, too.
Mm-hmm.
So save your containers and see if your favorite Home Show Garden Pro location has a refill program. So Nelson's Plant Food, it's time to apply. Take advantage of the rain. Get out to your favorite Home Show Garden Pro today. Purchase your Nelson's Turf Star, get it put out, and take advantage of that rain tomorrow.
Right.
So for more information, you can go to nelsonplantfood.com or your favorite Home Show Garden Pro location and purchase your Nelson's Turf Star today.
Well, and thank you for the reminder about the feeding the azaleas, roses, and crepe myrtles.
Yes.
Yes, thank you for
and
that.
And right before a rain would be ideal because it's going to get it nice and broken down.
Right.
The pH of that rain is just perfect.
Perfect.
To break it down and get where it needs to be.
That's what I'm doing when I get home this afternoon because I have all of those on my pretty little garden
shelf.
And
it's so easy. You just
toss it. Oh, easy. Oh, my goodness.
On the foods, you just toss it out there.
Yeah, it's really easy.
Yes.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we have got Jerry on the line. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. How you doing?
We are great. What do you have for Sherry?
Well, several months ago, you guys mentioned a product that I can't think of the name of it, but what it is it's a mixture of soil and compost and something all in one bag that you can put on your yard, you know, for low areas or areas you want to, you know, kind of cover there with that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know what the name of that product was.
All right.
Well, in lawns, mostly what we tell people to put down is leaf mold compost, which is a mixture of leaf and twig material that's been composted and horse manure.
Over a period of time.
Yeah.
Yep, it's beautiful.
Now, if you need to fill a hole in, we always say use a composted topsoil and then add a layer of compost on top of that.
So they're two.
Okay.
They're kind of two different products.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm looking for the composted. There's a composted topsoil.
Yep.
Is there a name of one?
Landscaper's Pride has a composted topsoil.
Mm-hmm.
Composted. So you put that down. That helps to fill in the hole.
You got it.
And that'll do it, right? Or do I need to go back over with some compost.
So what I would do is fill in your hole with the composted topsoil and then add just a fourth of an inch layer of compost on top of the leaf mold compost on top of that. Just because that will really invite the grass to regrow over it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, what this is an area where I put some grass. It's an area where I added some grass.
Yes.
But when I added the grass, the area was a little too low.
Yes.
So I'm trying to build it, build up some. Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Same and that topsoil, composted topsoil, will have a little more structure to it. And then you just amend it on top with that compost. Okay?
Okay. Second thing is, what is that other product after the Bruce's Brew that you mentioned this morning?
Uh-huh.
The Bruce's Brew greens it up. And what's the other one?
Slow and easy. And that's going to get you through the summer. It's going to be a slow breakdown of that nitrogen. So you get a gradual feed all summer.
And that's from Nelson's Plant Food.
Slow and Easy.
Slow and Easy by Nelson's Turf Star. You got it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome, Jerry. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Great questions.
Yes.
Bye. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sherry loves talking about grass and soils. And that's what it's all about, the soils. So give us a call at 281-833-3333. What is happening out in your yard? We'll talk to you after this.
Don't make compromises. Make a statement with James Hardy Fiber Cement Siding. Beware of siding advertised as wood made better. Engineered wood siding is still wood. So, pests prey on it, weather ravages it, making it hard to hold its color over time. Moisture can cause it to swell and warp, and engineered wood is natural fuel for fire. In fact, no wood is good. Build with the strength and stability of James Hardy Siding. Learn more at homeshowradio.com/Hardy.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. The Woodlands Tree Experts, the arborists that speak for the trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com. Yourscapes, from lawns to landscaping, irrigation to outdoor lighting, Yourscapes is your comprehensive landscaping company, enhancing the beauty of Houston yards for three decades. Best Choice Lawn Aeration, the best-kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Good morning, garden friends. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on 249. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, we love hearing about your gardening wins at Plants for All Seasons. We measure our success by your success. When you thrive as a gardener, we thrive as a business. That's why we're committed to providing you with the knowledge, tools, and support you need to make your gardening dreams come true. At Plants for All Seasons 249, we believe in more than just providing you with the finest selection of plants and products. We want to build gardeners, individuals who find joy in nurturing their own little piece of paradise. From beautiful bloomers to majestic trees and privacy shrubs, we have everything you need to transform your outdoor space into a peaceful haven. Our family and staff are at your service. Whether you are into your lawn, trying your hand at backyard farming, or you just want beautiful flower beds, we are here to assist in your success. Plants for All Seasons is in the north area of Harris County on Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Roads, and we are just north of Vintage Park, so stop in to see us. And now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Thank you, Kelly. We love Kelly. She's
going
to
be, yes, next week.
Yeah. So that's going to be fun. So you definitely have to make sure that you tune in with us every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 with Sandy and Sherry. And next week, Kelly will be our Home Show Garden Pro. And you know what? We have been so busy this morning. I just want to remind everybody, our Home Show Garden Pros, they rotate through here every Saturday morning. So next week, we'll have Kelly from Plants for All Seasons, and she'll be here with Sherry taking your calls. We also, you've heard from Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. They're one of our Home Show Garden Pros. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, they're south in the Richmond-Rosenberg area, Joey and Danny. Nature's Way Resources is up between Woodlands and Conroe. Beautiful location. There are leaf mold compost folks, and it's a full service nursery, so Nature's Way. And then Spring Gardens Nursery up off of Gosling Road. And Isaac was with us a few weeks ago. So those are our Home Show Garden pros. Mm-hmm. And Sherry is a pro all on her own also. Been living nursery life for her entire life. So anyway.
So now you have your list of Home Show Garden pros.
Yes.
Now you need to get out and go buy your Azomite.
Yes, because they carry it.
Yeah, all the Home Show Garden pros have the Azomite granulated trace minerals. Mm-hmm. And the reason we'd put this out is to boost our immune response on our plants.
Yeah. Because
plants are just like people. We can fight off diseases if our nutrition is at optimal levels. And our plants are the same way. So from your curb to your back fence, you should apply Azomite to build up that mineral content to help with our plants' health, our lawn's health, our trees' health, so that they have all the minerals that they need to fight off diseases and boost that immune response. So it's safe for the planet, safe for our pets. You can spread Azomite anywhere you have roots. Mm-hmm. Azomite is a remineralizing granulated product that you just dump in a spreader and go. So pick up your bag at your favorite local Home Show Garden Pro location. Go to homeshowgardenpros.com for more information.
Yes, and I love it. When you hear Sherry and our Home Show Garden Pros talking about remineralizing, there you have it. Azomite is a great product
to use.
One
very easy thing you can do to help your soils, help your plants.
Yeah, and it's like a once a year kind of thing.
You got it.
Yes.
You can do it once a year, twice a year, three times a year.
But a curb to fence, everything can take it. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Rusty on the line. Good morning, Rusty.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I have a question. Last year, I started a project with my two sons. I put in two raised garden beds, and we tried to plant some vegetables. It didn't go very well. I got the cucumbers. We never got tomatoes. So I redid it this year. I used organic soil.
Good.
And we did a variety of things. I have I just did one tomato. I did strawberry, a watermelon vine, and my youngest begged me for a dragon fruit, so I put that in there. Everything's growing great. I actually finally got a tomato this year. I have one that came in. It's about the size of a golf ball now.
Okay.
So we got strawberries, but my question is, I'm having these, we're getting overran by these bright yellow mushrooms. And I didn't know if we should be concerned about that or how do I stop that.
Yeah.
As I pull them, I pull one and six come back.
Yeah. Okay, right. Rusty. So what soil did you purchase?
I can't remember the name of it. I did get it from Home Depot, but it was an all-organic gardening raised bed soil.
Okay. So that is why you have the mushrooms. And the reason why is because you have unfinished organic material that's trying to break down, and you'll have those mushrooms growing.
Okay.
Now, it started with the soil. Does that mean it's bad? No, it just means it's not ready. It's not complete. That's why you didn't have good success last year. You're having better success this year, but you'll have even better success once we get that soil right.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, no more Home Depot soil.
Okay.
We need to find a better source of soil like Landscaper's Pride or Nature's Way. The reason we talk so much about those is because they're crafted quality soils that are finished all the way. So, you can put anything in a bag and call it organic and natural, but it might not be quite ready to grow things in, okay? So what we want to do is add some good, like, leaf mold compost or gardener's magic to the soil, and then let's feed it with MicroLife, and that will add some more microbial activity. I think if we can get that soil right, you can turn around what is in there now.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then what you need to do is get a good veggie guide, and timing is crucial on these things. Like tomatoes, for instance, I start mine in January, February in the garden. A lot of people don't start until March, and that's just too late.
Yeah.
I did start it. That was my problem last year. I started everything late, so I got like the 7-foot-tall tomato plants with no tomatoes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay.
But
well, it sounds
I started
like
in February this year.
Good. Very good.
I have a good, like, 4.5-foot-tall tomato.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we're kind of losing you there, but let's get
the golf ball sized tomato on.
Perfect. Let's get the soil done, and then let's get a good organic fertilizer like MicroLife, okay?
So do I just add that on top of the what's there now, or what
you got it
here and change it?
Yeah, okay. So I would never change your soil out completely. Mm-hmm. I would just amend it. So this year just put a little layer of compost on top. Next year, or when you start replanting in the fall, then you'll add more at the time of planting. Mm-hmm. Okay?
And the MicroLife products are very safe. I mean, they're organic, so it's safe around mm-hmm. in your veggie garden.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good morning.
Good Thank job. You, You're doing a great job with the boys in that garden.
Yeah, they really enjoy it.
Good.
Hopefully we get better results.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's a great lesson. So thanks very much for your call, Rusty. Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will return after this.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Isaac with Spring Gardens Nursery. We're going to have a great Mother's Day event Saturday, May 11th. Please come and see us. We're going to have discounts, promotions, refreshments, and more. We've got several vendors. Many of them are sponsors on the Home Show Garden Pro, Landscaper's Pride, Nelson, and MicroLife. It's going to be a great event to bring your whole family out, to bring your mother. Let's celebrate all the mothers and get your garden and yard looking great. We've got a great deal on Vitex, 15-gallon, 30-gallon, and 45-gallon. And we're also going to have an educational class at 10 to 11. But this special event that we're having to show our appreciation to our customers is Saturday, May 11th from 10 to 2. Please come see us at Spring Gardens Nursery, 24201 Gosling Road, Spring, Texas. Another day in paradise here at Spring Gardens. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. What a fun morning, Sherry.
It's always fun, especially when I get to talk about lawns.
I know. It's just great. And hopefully we helped lots of people out there. And, you know, take your worries. I have to mention, I created a new word this morning. I said unworried a little while ago. So sorry.
Get unworried.
Sorry. English teachers, I know you're just cringing. So those are called Sandyisms. Yeah. So anyway, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We've had a great time. Don't forget, it's Final Four coverage for the NFL draft.
Yes, at 11 a.m.
And the MS-150, watch out for bikers. They're doing a good thing. They're raising money.
Toughing it out with this wind.
That's right. And then next weekend, we can talk about Mother's Day, but start thinking about it because mm-hmm. it's coming up. So what are you going to do for mom? We've had a great time. Mm-hmm. And I want to remind people, we have the website, homeshowgardenpros.com. Mm-hmm. You can send in questions or you can watch videos. Sherry's wonderful on all those videos. Mm-hmm. Great information. And the podcast. If you miss something, go to our podcast.
Yep. They upload it on Monday.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, you know, we're just a great resource. Every Saturday morning, 7 to 9, Sandy and Sherry and one of our Home Show Garden Pros. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah! Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I'll listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.